Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
Hello and good night. This is your girl K Nicole. It is ladies' night, Friday night. You know how I do it. Got DJ Big Stu in the building in the background doing the daggone diddle diddle diddle. So tonight, as always, you know how your girl do. We always got something to talk about, something to tell you, something you can tell us, or something we just want you to listen to, you know? We're going to have a special guest today, OG Red Rum 781. You know, he got a lot of background in the music industry. He's going to be on the show tonight. K Nicole, DJ Big Stu. We're going to chop it up a little. And we're going to get into some, you know, that rap stuff. You know what I'm saying? Stu in the building. We're going to let Stu put some music in. And you know how we do it. K Nicole going to be right back. This is Ladies Night on B Stu Radio. Y'all stay right here. Right here.
Yo, Mo, sometimes you got to take them back to move them forward. Talk to them.
I done burnt down blocks, paid off cops. Broke bread with niggas, ate off the top. Money round the clock, shit don't stop. Everything glittery, wrists on rock. Sold it by the pound, get it off the dock. Hoes all around, bitches by the fly. Niggas wanna do me like Big though. We can play, mold that kid though. You see the neck, wrist, head glow. With them whips, I'm a nympho. I'm so souped up, lento. Your baby mom, she a nympho. She bought it back like Top Boogie. That's when I let it go like this 9 milli. Blocker, blocker. Bubble bath, rose flow, the dough dropper.
Shit show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Shit show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
Yeah. Dough chaser, never the hoe chaser. Hard to keep her, easy to replace her. Pretty facer, slim waster. Take her downtown to eat, but don't chase her. Be a racer, who you want gone? Boss is a doja, kings of pawns. This is Harlem. Sedan of the coupe, what? The shake of the chicken noodle soup. Trends of the street, speak to the beat. What? The lubies of the doobies, the diamonds of the rubies. The uggs, the phones, the faults, the truths. The kings, the 13s, the reds and the blues. Ha! We got it all in twos, where they cop a lot of drugs and drink a lot of booze. Nothing used, sleep borrower in it. It's too much grot to ever try to spin it. Come on.
Shit show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Shit show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
I go on and on and on and. On and on and on and getting that paper till the morning. On and 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 we getting that paper till the morning.
Shit show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Shit show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
Have you ever met a guy who just makes you wanna walk away from his eyes? Got the stick, Honda, Tudor, talking like she white, how she could do more. I just wanna be mommy, Uno, from Lip at the beach, with Poppy, Shula. We ball harder, we stay rock, we ice skate like we play hockey. Everything great, attitude cocky, it's all laid out. Hollow rock, in and out of state, move like a trucker, ask about him, he a wild motherfucker. New York snowman, he's so frosty, that's your bro, get it off ball, we at the ball, this is saucy, team full of killers, don't ever cross me, niggas wanna toss me off and soft, cause I'm in the bins of the 6 for the coffee.
Let's go. I set it off, I don't gotta let it off. There's something on my chest, I'ma get it off. Hoes wearing clothes, go and get them off. Bring your girlfriends, we gon' hit them all. Black on black thing, German engineering.
Let me help you visualize the words you're hearing.
I'm a fly nigga, airborne. Puff, you can hear, but don't hear wrong. You can't steer wrong, put a right path. Adding your bitch is what I call a right math. Audi or the Lincoln, or a D-class. Or the manual, I pull up in that 3 fast. All me cash, I can spin it quick. So my, yeah, I can spin it quick. She can spin it quick, what's the benefit? It's the Tony Sands, and it's been a hit.
Green hair, only only for green red. You see us with any cares. We them boys on the block. Maybe you shouldn't care.
Crack, I'm a East Side Mac. G-Ride, flea like going off yak. C-Side, B-Side, whole team strapped. Youngsters shoot first, OGs love the strap. Get that fake, get that work, never scared to run it back. Got brown, got perp, got loud and powder pack. Been down since birth, a little church of savage that. True savage, move worse than any wolf in your pack. Cannons, lupus, I was bred my nuts sack. Bigger, I'm stupid, go dumb and that's a fact. Gang bang with real shooters, did they time and came back. Then it's back on the grind, post the block and it's a wrap. To the city, here is mine, East Side is where it's at. The ride is on first, big B's was out on left. Couple Hoovers on park, Trumaville on Mad Ave. And I'm the butcher of Harlem, the general, you do the math.
Recognize that smell. We gon' keep sending shells till our names ring bells. I've come so far, nigga, I'm fit swell. Surrounded by big homies, homie, they eat well. Old timers saying y'all gon' burn in hell. On Nana Star thinking I'ma rot in jail. I'm on top, oh well, homie, why stop now? My attitude is fuck it, cause motherfuckers love it, cause I'm a soldier. Riding with straight soldiers, posted like I'm supposed to. Niggas can't hold us, always stand tall, motherfuckers can't fold us. They saying we the coldest, most outlawless. Eastside boys, yelling Eastside boys. Doing what they do with them Eastside toys. For popping with power rules, but I'm cool in the West. Be cracking with Chris too, they stacking they chips too.
Yes, yes, this is your girl K Nicole. This is Ladies Night. You got DJ Big Stu in the building. And like
yes,
I said,
yes.
I have my special guest, OG Red Rum 781 in the building with us
OG,
tonight.
OG, a legend in the building. What's good, fam?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Thanks for being on the show, fam. We're glad to have you here, man. We know you're a busy man.
Everybody busy. They should be trying to get it, but you know I appreciate that.
Right. Well, let's get it right into it, man. Let everybody know where you from.
I was born officially. I was born on the East in the Bronx. You know, I was raised in California. Been out here since I was little. So it's like you know, it's like I got a culture shock, but I know what's up. That's probably why I spit so stupid because. I got East Coast in my blood, but I'm just a West Coast blood, so.
So you're from
the
boogie down and the East West Coast.
Yeah, so I'm kind of stupid with it. I'm you know, raised in Inglewood, California. You know, I'm a young, you know, shit. I'm 40 years old. I've been doing my thing ever since the 80s. Shit, did all kind of music with all kind of people. You know, network. You know, been blackballed, and so you know, so I got my piece of pie. You know, it's been rough, but you know, if you're a real artist, you're not gonna give up. So
that's right.
That's pretty much where I'm at with it.
That's right. You say you was blackballed. Why you feel like
you're that? Oh, I mean, like you know, it's a timeline. You know, coming out in L.A., you know, worldwide, saying, you know, fuck the Crips. You know, that's like a culture shock. Not really. That's like a yeah, like a culture shock in our. And, like, where we from, it's like, in L.A., that was, nobody done that, because the majority of hip-hop was, majority of L.A., majority of California, you know, it's more Crips than it is Bloods. So when the Bloods just come out of nowhere, like, with some banging on wax shit from, you think about that, that's like 93. That's fresh off the 80s right there. That's, like, fresh off the 80s. That's the early part of the 90s. So when a nigga come out and say, this, and that, it was hard for the Crips to, accept that because it's always been a Crip state. You know, it's the California is the motherland of the Crips and the Bloods. So in that era, you know, so you go if you go by geographical, like the map, the Crip neighborhoods are bigger in, you know, in California than they are in other parts of the states, you know, other parts of the country. So in Los Angeles, we go by geographical, you know, the biggest neighborhoods are the Crips. So if you go by the people. If you go by the people, you're going to go by the numbers. So in music, a lot of the DJs that's in music now, they're Hispanic. So, and a lot of them, you know, come from Crip neighborhoods. So with their raised all their life hearing, you know, cuz this and cuz that, when a rapper come out saying, fuck the Crips, then they're not going to like that even as a DJ. So, you know, it's a long lineage, it's a long line of being blackballed, even other rappers. It's like, I'm hard as hell, I'm real talented, but I'm humble. How the hell nobody on the West Coast fucks with me if I done some of the most gangsterish shit in the music? I kept it 100 as a man. It's like, you know, I'm well-rounded, but nobody on the West Coast fucks with me. That don't click. So I have no bitch in me. It's no smut on my jacket. So that's where, like, you know, that's where my anger comes from. Like, you know, I kept it 100, and motherfuckers they're not keeping it 100, but they fuck with these other funny style niggas that's fucking up the culture. So it's like, it's all chain linked together. It's a lot of bullshit that goes on that nobody even takes time out to think about with the music and the entertainment industry. There's levels of it that have backlashes. So from what I did in 1993, it's been affecting me ever since, you know, 2013. Ever since then, you know, like, you know, motherfuckers been knowing about me since then. Publicly. So how the fuck I have never had a record deal, but I've never been punk bitched and none of that shit. Motherfuckers won't fuck with me on no type of music shit, but my jacket is straight. But they invest in these little crazy motherfuckers that's on this bullshit. And they invest in these little motherfuckers, and they're deteriorating what we got left or what we salvaging of hip hop. We got rants of hip hop.
Do you think that because you called a lot of cats out, and you think they fear you because you had the heart just to call cats out and let a lot of cats know they wasn't real and they wasn't representing what you represent truly?
Well, yes and no, because if they faking the funk, they looking at it not as a real gangster. They looking at it as it's a business. You know what I'm saying? And if they're looking at our lifestyle as a business, that means that they're going to sell us out, in which they did in order to become as popular as they are, because they're not real. If they know that they're not real in their heart, but they keep on playing the image that they're real, they sold us out. Because they're the one that's capitalizing off of it. I'm the one doing all the hard work. Yeah, nigga, because you're the one that sold us out. What do you expect? So when motherfuckers open up their mouth that say shit against them, they like, nah, fuck that. Like, I have real rank. I'm not like a little peon. I'm 40 years old. I've been doing this shit since, like I said, the 86, that's when I was 86 through 90 is when I went to high school. So you know, you do the math. How they gonna say some shit about a nigga from that era? I'm from the DJ Quick era. I'm from the Mac 10 era, but I'm the one that go harder than both of them. The shit that Game and Lil Wayne lyrically doing now, I was doing that back in the days. So it's like, it's not nothing new about me being blackballed. I've been blackballed. Even before I start talking about motherfuckers, I was blackballed. Like, well, what the fuck? So why am I, you know, not saying nothing if I'm already blackballed? Okay, how about this? How about I just start getting on niggas' heads and just start exposing the whole game? Since motherfuckers want the game to stay how it is, I'm going to expose the whole game from a West Coast point of view. They can't say I'm a bitch. I got my stripes. They can't say I can't rap because I tear their ass up. So what they going to do? They're going to ignore me and not fuck with me.
Have you found it better doing it independent? Have you found that you still being strong? Because you still got a major following, and you still got mad shit pumping on YouTube and all that. It's not like it stopped, you know, your following or, you know, the people that you're reaching.
No, I think I pretty much expanded my following. I tripled it, because for the longest I've been labeled as just a gangster rapper, but they couldn't just label me as just a gangster rapper because my lyrical content and the way I spit won't let myself stay in that category. So I tripled it by expanding it out to other coasts. Like, any coast I do music with, I get on their style. Like, I have a project that I did on the East Coast called Round Trip Ticket. I went out there, spit East Coast and West Coast bars mixed up. Went out to Jersey, fuck with Snake Eyes and Boom and Shady Ray and Mad Boy Productions. I went out there and was in Harlem, walking around, didn't see Jim Jones anywhere. You know, I just went out there with Jawi. He introduced me to a couple, like, you know, not a couple, but a few East Coast bloods. But back to the point, I prefer to be on some independent shit because I have more, I have too much of a following, and I get to keep my creative control. I don't want to be with somebody that's going to lock me down. I don't want that because I built my own fan base. I did this. If I made myself marketable and did all this and all this myself, then you do your part and take me to, you know, the rest of the part of the way. Don't try and play me like I'm an artist that need artist development. I'd rather go to an independent label where they trying to really work and blow that label up, because if I have a 20 to 25 year fan base and I'm finally getting a release date with some good music, with production and promotions behind me, that's going to help blow up the independent label. I'd rather do that than go to a big label and have to sit there and wait for years and jump through flame. Fuck all that. I already did that. I'm not about to do that again. I'm about to go to this independent label and help blow them up. That's what I'm about to do.
So now the song Open 60 Seasons, you know, we're going to get into that, but I want to know, what was your motivation for that, fam?
Oh, that's one of the songs off the Round Trip Ticket. It's like I spaz out like that. I'm a pure lyricist. That's what I'm saying. I'm not a confused rapper that want to do this and do that. No, I literally come from the era of the 80s. I was born in the 70s. I lived through the 80s, raised through the 80s, and made it through the 90s. It's like, it's all a timeline, so I'm not just a gangster rapper. I rap about whatever. Anybody that y'all throw at me, I'll get what they ask. I'm not going to get smutted out off a track or none of that. I got pure bars. I come from that era. Uncle Jam's Army, all of the shit on the West Coast, I come from all of that. But I always had some type of link to the East Coast. That's why I banged as hard as I did, but I always had super lyrics. I was a battle rapper before I started gangbanging. So when I hear certain beats and I'm in certain settings, I spaz out. I just get in tune to whatever I have to do at that time, and I go. I don't give a fuck who else on the track. I go.
So that's why we're going to get into this open season right now. We got them in the building, like we told y'all. OYG, Red Rum, 781 in the building, the legend, West Coast.
Ladies night, K. Nicole, Beat
the
Radio.
Stand up, East Coast, stand up. This is how we're going to do it. Let's get it.
That kid a lot.
Supplying on them overdoses and those that don't die being comatose and diagnosed with post-traumatic. It's in my fabric. I'm a fanatic. It gets sporadic, elaborate, dipping in traffic, working my magic, packing my automatic, a force of habit, guaranteed it go off. Same time I grasp it, can't outrun my bullet. 100 yard dash it, custom made casket, clutching on you busters and I dip the gun in acid. Game over, that's it. The Z with a wound, blood thick like molasses. Boom, 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 hit the rights in the masses. Right where flashes, who draw down fastest? Light skinned nigga with the long hair and glasses.
Yeah, it's open season. Hit what you did, give me a reason. Come and pull out, man, get the squeezing. Man down, turn around, I'm leaving. It's open season. Hit what you did, give me a reason. Come and pull out, man, get the squeezing. Man down, turn around, I'm leaving.
I'm a beast on the microphone, I'm like nitro. Knife goes slow through the bone, I'm so psycho. Hypodermic, ink filled syringes, rendering you defenses. Better run for defenses. I'm relentless, man, itches from your arteries. You got them fooled, but you not more than me. I hit the armory, spraying back them off of me. I keep coming back to the hood, it's like they calling me. I'm an anomaly, y'all niggas comedy. Gang
ain't Monopoly. Take a name properly. My tablet is a novel. The alchemist cookbook. I wrote it in invisible ink, so take a good look. Drip with an ice pick. Snake eyes when the dice hit. I wouldn't fuck your girl, no, with a dice dick. All my dogs fight, I guess that I might fix. Doctors say I'm in perfect health, but my mind's sick.
Yeah, it's open season. It was a gig. Give me a reason. Come and pull out, man, get the squeezing. Man down, turn around, I'm leaving. Yeah, it's open season. It was a gig. Give me a reason. Come and pull out, man, get the squeezing. Man down, turn around, I'm leaving.
I move throughout the planet like a covert operation. Inglewood Biddy is a place that invades it. Been through basic training, more than the street marine. I get goosebumps every time I do the thing. I get away clean, one about the magazine. And traceable weapons is left at the murder scene. Never heard a scream, never saw a damn thing. One through the back, two to make you forward lean. It was cold to see the steam rise from the wound. Surprise, and all in his eyes, it read doom. Boom. Yep, that's where the glass is shattered. It right up on the dad's brain matter is splattered. I got who I was after, smasher, snatcher. Whole lot of questions and not enough answers. I told you that I wasn't the one. You fuck around and let me get to my gun. Click your head.
Oh, yeah, it's open season. It was the dead. Give me a reason. Come and pull out, man, get the squeezing. Man down, turn around, I'm leaving. Open season, it was a gig, give me a reason. Come on, pull out your neck, get the squeezing. Man down, turn around, I'm leaving.
I like that, that's hot right there. It's your girl, Kay Nicole, this ladies' night, B-Stu Radio, DJ Big Stu in the building, and my special guest, OG Red Rum 781. Now, Red Rum, let me ask you a question. Everybody's screaming they real, and you know how every almost all the rappers is in a gang now in the music industry. Tell me about some of these fake rappers out there.
On what coast?
Your coast, this coast. You can tell me the main ones you feel is the biggest fakes.
The ones, the biggest fakes are... Really, they all in the same boat. They all in the same club. It's just, you know, their level of money beats up their ego, and their ego, you know, it augments the stupidity and the shit that they do to gain attention. You know, so it's like they all in the same boat. You know, it's like, how can I put it? Okay, the more money you get, the more you have a certain standard you have to set for yourself because they expect the shit for it from you. Now, once that standard is set, you have to live up to that expectation, even to your fans, because you have to keep those record sales coming in so that your record company won't drop you. In order for you to do that, you have to keep inventing yourself or reinventing yourself because you a fake motherfucker. You can't even keep it real. So you need to keep on getting different characters and keep on doing this and doing that instead of being yourself and enhancing your artistry and expanding your whatever you need to do. You come up with different characters, and you keep doing it, and keep doing it, and keep doing it. And after a while, you forget who you really are. And that's once that happens, it's like that's fucked up because more and more people don't come after you. Once you get to the point of you forget who you are in real life, that's when it's going to seem like everybody turning against you because you've turned against your own self, and you don't know who you are anymore. So it's all a stepping stone that all of them are going to go through eventually if they keep doing the bullshit that they're doing. You know, they're going to go through that. But for the sake, for the love of money, they're not going to care. So I can't really say, oh, I hate one more than the other because, no, I don't hate none of them. I just don't like none of them. You know, it's like they know who they are. I done called their names out. I done called out Game. I done said shit about Mac-10. I done said shit about Lil Wayne. I done said shit about Snoop, Corrupt, Daz, Jim Jones. Motherfucking, I mean, all of them that have no real gangster background. It's like, y'all know how fucked up it is out here. And after you make so much money, and you've been in the limelight, it doesn't matter if you want to be a role model or not. You automatically become a role model to people because they're gonna follow you. It doesn't matter if you don't want that. Once you make so much money and you stay in the limelight, you automatically change into something else, whether you want to or not. Because,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the money, you know what I'm saying? You'll get the money, and you'll be like, okay, well, now give me some new clothes. Nah, that'll make
you
feel better.
That's really well said, OG. You got the lines blowing up. You got people wanting to talk to you right now. We're going to get to somebody on the line that want to say something to OG. We got, hello.
My question, yeah, hello.
Beast Blue Radio, yes.
Hello.
Yeah, my question is, I stay up in Houston, Texas, and myself, my four-line bounty hunter watch, but it's people out here that don't know, like, how it is out there in California and stuff. They just follow what they see from Waka Flocka and Lil Wayne, so.
All right. See that,
what you
want to
know?
See, yeah, what you want to know?
Yeah, like, so how can I go towards them?
How do you
like
what?
The real life from the rapper life that you see?
Yeah. How do you make a difference? I mean, okay, look, it's like this. Entertainment. They're using, they are using entertainment against black people. They're using it as a weapon against us because they're the ones that are promoting, they're promoting it more than us because they're putting money into it on the public level. They're promoting bullshit. They're not putting money into an intelligent rapper or anybody that's trying to talk some real shit. They keep putting money into motherfuckers that's doing bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and they're promoting ignorance. They think that it's good music because that the music that they're promoting, that's how they want us to act. That you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, nothing against, you know, Waka, but it's like he has, you know, followers. You know what I'm saying? I'm using him as an example. Oh, I use Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne ain't got put on blood a day in his motherfucking life. Put in no work, but he has so-called rank. Everybody listening to him and want to be a blood. A lot of people because of him, but he has no rank. He can't tell an actual YG to, hey, go kill that Crip, or come on, let's go over here and ride on these Crips. He's not going to do it himself. He's never done it. Never. So how are people following these cats and they never really did none of the actual shit? Never went through the gauntlet, never got put on, never did this. Never. No, now, Waka Flocka, no, I've heard credible stories about him, you know, handling his business, this and that. But it's like, I'm going to use the role model thing once again. Once you got so much money and you're in the limelight to a certain extent for so long, you automatically become a role model. So, therefore, you have to better yourself as a person, not just for them, but for you, because they're looking and following the shit that you do. So, if you come out talking about, oh, I popped a Molly. Oh, okay. Hey, y'all want to pop a Molly? Okay, yeah. Now, y'all got some motherfucker that y'all really don't know telling y'all to take a drug. Or telling y'all to wear this or wear that. And these motherfuckers is drug heads that never even did no put in no gang work. Stop following them.
That's right.
Go by the old original shit.
Listen, bottom line, like you said, stop following everybody. You know, you watch the videos, you enjoy the music. But, you know, you have your own head. Don't believe everything you see. We're going to move on. Thanks for calling. We're going to move on to the next caller, OG. You got it blowing down right now. Hello, Beast Blue Radio. You got something you want to say to OG?
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
Who's calling?
What's up? This Compton Weasel, baby. What's good with you, homie?
Whoa, what's up, Weez?
What's good, though, man? You know, I was just... You know, I was just on the book just bullshitting around, and I was like, man, let me call this motherfucking number, man. You know, I'm off this goose right now, so, you know, I'm a little faded. But, man, hey, man, all these youngsters running around claiming they this, that, and all that bullshit, man. Let that shit go, man. It ain't even worth it, man. They talking they 90 babies and all this shit, man. Fuck all that shit. We 80 babies, man. You know, it's a time to hang that shit up, man. Motherfuckers like, me made it. I'm 40. You know, I know you up there with me, too, man. Come on, man. It's time for everybody to make money, man. For real, man. Fuck all this bullshit. You know, and that's just being real.
But the thing about that is, we can't tell. Look, they make it up. They already made it up in their mind that they want to bang. They already got up in their head. They doing what the fuck they want to do. We can't tell them, oh, don't bang, nigga. They, you know, they're going to do what they want to do. All right, so if we can't tell them don't bang, we can at least curb their mind of the bullshit that they're doing. That's my angle of it. Curb their mind of the bullshit that they're doing. That's all. I'm not saying, like, yeah, go ahead and get your bang on, but they're doing that anyway. I just have to be it's some other shit that y'all not seeing. Y'all seeing the money and this and that, but at the same time, it's not as much money as it was because they locking everything up. They cracking down on all the dope. They giving motherfuckers double and triple the time, and even in these states, that these Commonwealth states, y'all catching quadruple and niggas 5 times the time of niggas in California because y'all in a Commonwealth state, but y'all grinding so hard and gangbanging. Look at what's going on.
No. It's fucked up, man. You know, and my son out there, you know, I'm in Phoenix right now. I'll be home Sunday though, but you know, my son out there, he Westside Piru. You know, that's cool. You know, hey, you know, do your thing. But man, you know, it's consequences that come behind that shit. You know what I'm saying? He just got shot not too long ago, man. You know, I can't keep him out of this shit, you know. But hey, I'm just, you know, I be wanting, you know, to meet, you know, all the older homies that I grew up with. You know, I'm TTP baby, so I, you know, hey man, I know damn near everybody. So you know, I try to sit them down with everybody to give them the real, man. This shit ain't cool no more, man. You know what I'm saying? But hey, like you say, they all gotta learn on their own, just like we did. You know, but it's, like you say, it's rougher now. The system ain't playing with motherfuckers about this shit no more, man. You know, they throwing them basketball numbers, and that's real, you know.
Yeah, that's not bull.
Man, yeah, and it's not cool.
Positivity coming from y'all brothers when it comes to the music industry and these rappers.
And then when the motherfuckers get locked up, and they get this 5-10 years, they want to start crying, mama, man, your mama can't save you now. That's real.
Hey, wait.
Yeah.
I think she said somebody else wants to ask me a question or something. What'd you say?
Oh, go ahead, man. You know, I'm over here sipping on this motherfucking everything, man. Everything clear.
All right. You got it blowing up. We're going to get it to
you. All right, I'll holler.
Well,
we're going to get it to your song, My Niggas. And are we going to continue to put it up? Man, you got a lot of intelligence going on, a lot of positivity coming off for you. You know, I like the way you coming at it with the rapness, and I hope everything work out good when it comes to you, you know. So let's get into your next song, My Niggas. This K Nicole, B Stu Radio, DJ Big Stu in the building, Red Rum OG in the building. Here we go.
Hey, Red Run, tell them who you be, man.
Four-star general, red nose drink, California kennel gang.
Just like my niggas, we a breed apart. You ain't got to be on swole, all you need is heart. Body art with the hood blasted. I'm a ghetto bastard. Favorite heater is a half-breed, metal and plastic. Call me Mr. Get Your Ass Kicked. Niggas from the Aztec, four-star general. Yours is an asterisk, so move it. Just like it's classical music, as soon as you turn it off, my goon gon' lose it. I'm the king of the beast. You looking like food in my fiends finna feast. Why you bring the police? My team in the streets like a wild safari. Flamed up, moving fast like a cherry Ferrari. I'm old school with Tari, but the back of off. Before I slip to the right, need to make it saucy. High as hell, eyes glossy. Finger on the trigger, get your ass whooped, boy. Fuck with me and my niggas, what?
Wild, wild niggas with us. My niggas,
but gas on me, and I'm aiming at punk pussy haters and raps only. So when I get to rushing, these bullets get to touching. Put it into the discussion and get back to hustling. Catch me flamed up like a match that's been struck. Bitch niggas get worn out like a pussy that's been fucked. Bitch niggas get soft like a dick that's been sucked. But dope daddy's so real, nigga, so you in luck. I hoop with my niggas, hit the booth with my niggas. I swoop with my niggas, make loot with my niggas. That's what they are. Now I got these haters on my radar. So a laser power scope sits on top of my AR 15 if they stray fall. It's a grim scene. I drink sake in Japan, not Jim Beam. Yeah, blood nata, Chaco Kata, drive by yata, long wata, bogata.
Wild niggas with us, my niggas.
girl K Nicole, it's Ladies Night, Beast Stew Radio. I got OYG Red Rum 781 in the building with me tonight. So, you know, I just want to get into, like, some of your influences, because you got a lot of positive coming off of you right now.
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, no.
As I, when I, you know, I got a lot of suppressed memories, you know, because I've been through a whole bunch of crazy shit that is just, you know, it's not really all there. But, like, really, as a young kid, I really remember the memories that come up. It was from my grandfather, because as I was young, my grandfather and his friends used to talk to me. Or I used to go outside, sit on the porch. While they used to sit out on the porch and used to play on my cars. You know, I used to hear them talk and this and that. And the older that I got, they put me up on game. You know, I'm 10, 11, however old I am. They used to just tell me stuff. I didn't understand it, but they just tell me stuff. You know, play with me, ask me questions. So over a period of time, it sunk in. But then shit started happening. I started getting wild, and those memories were suppressed, and the craziness took over. So as I'm going through life and just living, I'm a lot of stuff, like I used to get flashbacks of New York, and just tall buildings, tall brick buildings, pizza, just stuff like that. It just used to hit me. And then when music come around, I just, feel the rhythm. So it wasn't really like, at first it wasn't really a real musical influence. It was my grandfather talking to me, telling me about life,
Right.
And then as I got older and rap started coming around, then that's when I started getting more into music, because I didn't really like music because my mom used to play it so much. I wanted to play video games and stuff, so I wasn't really on it. But as I got into my teens and hip-hop started hitting and stuff like that, like it started hitting hard on the West Coast so I can understand it, then it started taking off. And when that happened, it was like Rakim. It was like, the Philadelphia rappers. It was Just Ice, KRS-One, LL Cool J with, I'm Bad and My Radio and, all of that. All of the old shit, that's why I'm originally a battle rapper, so. That's where it comes from. It comes from that era. That's why motherfuckers nowadays, they don't know what to do with me, because I come from an era that they have no connection with, because they're not solid artists like that. They do it for the wrong reasons, and that diminishes the art. So my influences were my grandfather and his homies that put me up on life. They were actual, gangsters back in the time, and I didn't know. I never knew. So that's how it's instilled in me. It's my grandfather and them, because it's starting to manifest nowadays. Like when I've been talking to homies, it manifests and it comes from that era, from when I was a little boy, and it just came out. And how shit is going, how shit is nowadays in society, I have to take my influence from gangbanging and use it for the blackness, because that's what the gangsters started for. So. I'm a Paru, but yeah, I put in enough work to where I can fuck with the Crips and can't nobody say nothing to me. Especially when they're not saying that to these fake ass Bloods and Crips running around, you bet not say nothing to me. So I got all right to do what I want to do and help influence everybody else, in which it paid off, in which it is paying off now in 2013. And it's not from rappers that I grew up with.
That's deep. But, as long as it's coming to you, even when it comes to you, you got some other callers on the line. Before I get into what you got going on right now, we're going to get into some people on the line, let you talk to the people. Hello, 917-370-BC Radio.
Yo, what up? What it do? It's Real Saddam. Just calling the shop.
Oh, hey,
Big
Real
Homie.
Saddam in the building.
Yeah.
What up, fellas?
Hey, man, guys, what's going down, man? Yeah.
Oh, man.
First and foremost, I just want to let it be known, man. I've been a fan since you've been doing music with OG St. Lo. You know what I mean? Real banging on whack shit. Niggas don't even know about that shit, man. But, yeah, hell yeah.
That's my partner right there. Y'all need to get up on St. Lo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what it do, man. Yo, man, just much love, man. Keep doing what you do, man. Keep bringing that real shit, man, because that's what we need. The game is definitely missing that. I mean, it's missing.
I appreciate
niggas
that.
It's missing niggas like us that's kicking that true shit, my nigga, real talk.
Right.
Wait, hold up. DJ Stuart K. Nicole, do either one of y'all have me in his song or his his song featuring me in rotation. Can y'all play that?
What's the name of the song? We might get that pulled up right now.
Yeah, that shit called Forever Down, Big Stu. I know you got that over there.
Forever Down, bitch?
No, it's called Forever Down.
That's how you pick this shit right there.
Forever Down. We're going to definitely pull that up for you. We're going to get that played before we hang up tonight.
Yeah, for sure. But let me get back to what you're doing, man. Percolate on it, man. I'm out of here.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Bills
for calling real. We get into another caller. Hello, 347-355 B Stu Radio.
Hey, what's up, cuz? This is your cuz Quiet Storm.
What's happening?
Hey man,
what's up, cuz?
Hey, what's up? Nice show. But I was listening to what you were saying, man, in much respect. You know what I'm saying? It would be nice that, you know, this young generation or the generation that's all of a sudden want to come up with their own little click and games and everything. It'd be nice if they would sit there and try to get some pointers from the OGs, you know what I'm saying? Because, it's, you know, the things that they're doing around nowadays is ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a true clip of blood, they don't got no time for that. They're trying to sit there and do what they got to do, make money. No problems. You know what I'm saying? We don't need no damn problems in our lifetime. Not with the shit that's going on nowadays. So I just like to say, you know, whatever you do in your lifetime, much success to you. And, oh, man, much success to yourself, cuz. All right?
I appreciate that, Quiet. All right.
We're going to get into another caller. Caller 917-358-BSTU Radio. It's K. Nicole.
Yo, peace.
What's up with that?
Yo, Peace, man. This the dog. This Peace Masters, a.k.a. Aheem Brown. Salute the homie Red Rum, you know what I'm saying? Brooklyn Vet, Brownsville 300. Definitely saluting the guard Red Rum on that.
Appreciate that.
Turn it up. All right,
we're going to get to another caller real quick. 818-450 BSTU Radio. It's K. Nicole. Red Rum. Lost that caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes. We can hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yes. You on air. This is K. Nicole, BSTU Radio, Red Rum. You got something to say to Red Rum?
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm just proud of you, and I'm glad you kept, you know, staying in the music business, and you didn't let the hater sidetrack you. Just keep it up.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, well, this is Danny, girl, so much love. Peace.
Hey, y'all, hold on. Hey. Hey, that's the Crip girl from Bagging on Wax. That's Danny girl, right? That's the Crip girl. That's
all right. All right, let them know who you is.
Oh, well, this is C-No, a.k.a. Danny girl. I rapped on the Crip side of Bagging on Wax, and I've been knowing, Red Rum since the Banging on Wax, and he's a pretty good guy. So if he's out here telling you young kids, you know, to do good, and, you know, I really am at a loss for words because he's been trying so hard for so long, and he's very talented, which it's like I'm dumbfounded that nobody has stepped in to help him, and he's trying to do right by the kids. So I'm just really proud of him, and I just want to call him and let him know that.
I appreciate it, Mama.
Definitely.
And we gonna hook up because I got some music and I need them bars. So
all right, anytime. Okay, well, just hit me up and get my new number off of Facebook.
Okay.
All right, peace.
Peace out.
All right. It's your girl, K. Nicole, Ladies Night. We got Red Rum blowing the lines down right now. We're gonna get into his next song, Shot Callers.
Tell me
what was the vibe for Shot Callers before we get into it.
Say that again.
Tell me what was the vibe when you made this song before we get into the song.
Oh, just letting it be known, like, I'm the big dog of this shit. At least I'm one of them. I can't say that I started the whole gangster rap era, but the shit that I did start, I held it. I started it, and I've been holding it ever since. Whether I've been blackballed, whether motherfuckers took my shit and ran with it, you know, whether motherfuckers imitate me, it's only one real Red Rum.
my reputation speak for itself on the street and on the mic. So, you know, with shit like that, with shit like Shot Call, once y'all hear the song, y'all gonna be like, this motherfucker's on one. Because it's shit that need to be told. Since these motherfuckers is capitalizing on the shit, they're getting paid. Okay, since we're gonna have to slow your pay down a little bit because it's blowing up your head. Not just we ain't trimming off your pockets, it's blowing up your head. And your head is where you make your thoughts at, and it's fucking with you. Your money is fucking with your thoughts, so you fuck over your people. So I'm checking whoever I mention. I'm getting at you. I've been getting at you. I've been saying your name. It's nothing new. Get right. Either you get right or it's gonna be consequences. Like I can't say what's gonna happen to you, but it's gonna be consequences. That's all I can say.
And with that said, we're gonna get into Shot Callers right now. Red Rum on B Stew Radio.
Hey. I'm only speaking the truth. I'ma tell you how we dance from the street to the booth. You can check my pedigree if you need some proof. Who the real big dog? Yeah, go ask Luke. Hey. I'm only speaking the truth. I'ma tell you how it is from the streets to the booth. You can check my pedigree if you need some proof. Who the real big dog? Yeah, go ask me. Hell yeah, I'm about to speak up. Sat back in my throne, posted with my feet up. Yeah, blood, it's time for that meet up. They sold you that bullshit, it's time for this free up. Sue Woo Gang, Big B's up when the folk pop off. Don't freeze up, what dues you done paid? Whose hood you done sprayed? Got a receipt for your stripes, no respect, damn right. Even if you can't fight, gotta fade that. School of hard knocks where the real niggas made at. Keep power, rule love on playback. Ask the homies in the pen when the gates rack. Yeah, D-check, respect, Shot Call, ASAP protocol. Overall, all y'all face back. Go by the guidelines or stay on the sidelines. If I'm a 4-star G, how are you a 5-time? I'm only speaking the truth. I'ma tell you how we dance from the streets to the booth. You can check my pedigree if you need some proof. Who the real big dog? Yeah, go ask Luke. Hey, I'm only speaking the truth. I'ma tell you how we dance from the streets to the booth. You can check my pedigree if you need some proof. Who the real big dog? Yeah, go ask Luke. Lil Wayne, holla at me. Birdman, Jim Jones, Jules Cam Game, holla at me. My pedigree is thoroughbred. When we was flamed up, you wouldn't wear a speck of red. Mac 10, holler at me. Ray J, holler at me. Waka, Flocka, Gucci, holler at me. Don't toss dollars at me. Pay homage when it comes to the Damu Rider. I got mileage, and that's what my ranking is. You know what my name is. Fans put him in a position that really ain't his. Trip, give a fuck, I spit the real. Did a background check and I lost the pill. False flag and shit, I lost the deal. T-check, motherfucker, even lost the deal. I got the blessings of the big homies to lead the charge. Either get your shit right or I'ma strip your stars. Hey, I'm only speaking the truth. I'ma tell you how we dance from the streets to the booth. You can check my pedigree if you need some proof. Who the real big dog? Yeah, go ask Luke. Hey, I'm only speaking the truth. I'ma tell you how we dance from the streets to the booth. You can check my pedigree if you need some proof. Who the real big dog? Yeah, go ask Luke. Now let me address this. Situation is reckless. Serious enough to leave a motherfucker breathless. Keyways don't speak on Suwu Biz. To keep it real, I don't give a fuck who you is. Now moves don't be talking about some fake ass clips. Yeah, they out of town too, and y'all is mad we dick. Better stick to the script. We gon' regulate our own. Why you think the little homies keep on gunning for your dome? Well known sales throne. Grown man be a I can press up on a lot of y'all. I put that on the PI. West Coast G code. Yeah, the book of Eli. Crips ran the industry for years, can't deny. Red team turn down, and now I'm not turned down. Got a squad with me when I'm coming into your town. Crown with a P on it, scepter with a V on it. Somebody holler at Corrupt and see if he want it.
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Yes, this is Dana Coleman. Tonight I have a little technical difficulty, so I am here. Got old Red Rum in the building with me. Still with me. My wife still making it up.
No, he's smiling.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
But I want to ask you, what would you change about the game, the rap game?
I can't even hear you.
Can't hear me.
No, it's like.
Let me get into another song real quick, and I'm gonna fix my mic up. Just hold on.
It's that kennel life. See how you gonna find out.
Your boy is sick. That's a true story. Your boy can spit. That's a true story. Your boy legit. That's a true story. Your boy in pen. That's a true story. Your boy is sick. Your boy can spit. Your boy legit. Your boy in pen. That's a true story. Yeah, your boy.
I'm a cerebral assassin, a class of my own. Flesh snatched from the bone. I stand all alone. My throne room like an abyss. Mic in my fist. We go in the war and you ain't even died in lift. Hit a miss. I'm venomous. Twist it like a licorice. I'm down like gravity, but I'm fly like Icarus. No time for devilish. I cook like a chemist. I'm a southpaw, but my right hand is vicious. I get images. Raise up the temperatures. Blow torch, blaze up your villages. Death to my nemesis. Serving many lifetime sentences. Rum the best lyricist. 781 winning this. The West Coast is mine. Stay off the premises. Your greatest fear in me. We have a resemblance. Blinded by ignorance. Third eye militant for 15 years. Nothing less than magnificent. Your boy is sick.
That's a true story. Your boy can spit. That's a true story. Your boy legit. That's a true story. Your boy in pen. That's a true story. Your boy is sick, your boy can spit, your boy legit, your boy your pick. That's a true story. Yeah, your boy is sick, your boy can spit, your boy legit, your boy your pick.
No nuts, no glory, what you got for me? Make one false move in the scenery, getting glory. They must be dreaming, gee, these buses claim supremacy. To keep it real, that record deal don't mean a thing to me. I'm on the grassy knoll, aiming in between the trees. I never left the mainland, and I'm overseas. Locksmith, I hold the keys, the rhythm controlling me. You's a bitch ass nigga, I'ma kick you in your ovaries. Lactose intolerant, nah, they don't want the cheese. More than me, I hold it off, bro, and squeeze. Surf, pop, burn, moss, burn, shot her, pop him and pop her. A menace and a monster, orchestrate the murder like I'm live in concert. Get your moms hurt when that black nine squirt. No cuts on mine, I'm a non-convert. I'm the end result right after the bomb burst.
Your boy is sick, that's a true story. Your boy can spit, that's a true story. Your boy legit, that's a true story. Your boy in pen, that's a true story. Your boy is sick, your boy can spit, your boy legit, your boy your pick. Yeah, your boy is sick, your boy can spit, your boy legit, your boy your pick.
Hot goals in Heisman Trophy posing. Better check the replay in the show.
Girl K. Nicole, Feastin' Radio Ladies Night. I had a little technical difficulty right there. My mic was out. I got OG Red Rum 781 in the building with me. OG.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now let me get back to my question. What would you change about the game if you could change the rap game? With the way it's going now.
I'll change. I'll change who controls it. Because if we never would have sold it out, then it wouldn't be headed like it's headed now, you know, because they have the reins of it now. They're the ones that are funding the bullshit. Hip-hop is the only, like, genre that negatively destroys a culture. You don't see the industry, you don't see what the industry is doing for country music. They not talking about shooting nobody with a motherfucking six shooter. They not talking about that riding on the horse and country music. They talking about love. The white people talking about party. Motherfucking the Spanish people talking about party. Niggas talking about killing, selling dope. This is an industry. Keep putting this. They're the ones that's funding this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like it ain't even. Niggas is doing what they do to get out. Cause like before everybody was rapper, everybody's playing basketball or selling dope. You know what the end thing was? When they start funneling more money into hip hop,
they start closing the doors to the major labels. That's why so many of these artists are getting label deals more, because the big companies don't want to fuck with them no more. They let the artist be the middleman. They doesn't buffer it out. That's why so many motherfuckers like that. That's why they got they independent deals, where they got a label deal on a major label as an artist, because major labels are closing. They close the door like, nope, we fucking with y'all, and y'all let motherfuckers in, and then we might pick up who's the pick of the litter out of that. But they let motherfuckers in that do crazy shit. When last time they put money behind or signed a rap artist that's you know, talking about some real shit, not no bullshit. Yeah. Think about that. They knock motherfuckers like that down. They knock Paris out the game, Public Enemy out the game, fucking Sister Soldier out the game, motherfucking Young MC. He was smart, but he was too smart. Look at the shit they fund. They're funding this. But you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's all crazy. Just like the video games. Y'all think about it. I just said this in one of my interviews I did. Another 5 minutes of funk talking about the video games. The video games, they teach the little white kids that can't go outside. They teach them how to gangbang. They can't go outside, so we see they learn how to gangbang from. They learn how to gangbang from the video games. The video games are depicting our lifestyle. Those gangbangers in those video games look like actual gang members. So if y'all are helping promote gangbanging, how none of that money is coming back to the ghetto? Tell me that. How y'all ain't got a recreation to where kids don't have to motherfucking stay in the house? We got the EA Sports motherfucking thing over here. We can come hang out and play video games and chill out. Y'all make $60 a game? Y'all doing all that shit? Come on, man. Kids can't go outside because society is fucked up. Oh, well, we won't let our kid go outside because they're gangbanging over here. We're going to let them sit inside the house, but they're going to play San Andreas Fault. They're going to play Grand Theft Auto. They're going to play this, and that. They're like, come on.
Yeah, they just keep creating more and more and more. With that said, so what do you feel about Illuminati and the whole situation?
I feel it's some crazy shit. I don't know enough of it to say enough, but I know some bullshit that's all of that shit is crazy, man. All of that inductation and ceremonies and all of the shit that's being exposed, it's like, obviously that shit has been going on way before any of us, and it's been a secret society for a fucking reason. You think about it. They've been holding award ceremonies for how long now, and it's just now coming out in 2000, how long publicly that this shit is happening? I mean, they're not even denying
it. They say now that they don't care to hide it no more. They just let it come out now. You see how it's going about in the music industry.
It's crazy. It's like homosexuality and Satanism is running crazy in the entertainment industry, and it's known. It's publicly known, and that's one of the reasons why I'm kind of like, I don't understand niggas, because if niggas know that we the underdogs, why motherfuckers keep acting like we act toward each other? Why are we not helping each other come up? So we can be, you know what I'm saying, we won't have to be living how we living. Why? I don't understand it. There's no nigga on the face of the earth that can have all of the money, so why do every nigga act like they want and really do shit for all of the money? You're not going to get all the money, so stop acting like that. Do what you do to get some money, my nigga. Get as much as you can get, but don't cut the other nigga off because you want all the money. You're not going to get all of it. What's going to happen if you don't get all the money? Nothing. You're going to go on with your life. Right. Therefore, go on with your life and don't be a cutthroat-ass nigga, because a motherfucker will kill you on your quest to get money and fucking them over. So you're not going to be able to enjoy your money. Stop playing.
That's right, and that's deep. OG Red Rome, what do you want to let the people know about you?
I got a project coming out. Well, yeah, that's coming out, called Black Plantation. Y'all get a bar that is...
Black Plantation.
Black Plantation. It means we work for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be released systematically through next week, which is inauguration, the president's inauguration week. His day is supposed to be Monday, but the whole week I'm going to be leaking certain shit off the album. So most likely toward the end of the week, the whole album will be out for release. But I'm going to be leaking like little snippets out. I'm supposed to be leaking one tonight with me, well, one off the Black Plantation mixtape tonight with me and Noble from the Outlaws. But me as a person, I've been through a lot, but I haven't been through enough at the same time. Just, you know, don't hate me or don't look at me funny because I'm a blood. It's like I live my life, so I'm not mad at y'all because of what y'all are. I'd be mad if y'all press me on some bullshit. So I'm an easygoing person. Respect my craft because I'm going to respect you for what you do. I'm gonna tell you young niggas the real shit because, or as far as what I know or what I feel because, like I said, I'm 40. I'm an old head now. Just like the older people older than me, I respect them. Y'all respect me. I'm an old head. What's going to be, I'm 40. What's going to happen? How y'all going to feel toward me when I'm 60, when I'm 50 or 60 years old? Y'all going to go, oh, fuck him. I'm still the same nigga. I'm just older. So y'all going to respect y'all older. Y'all respect older people like y'all will respect me because if they're still alive at their age, they probably the gangsters from their generation that lived through their generations. So respect the older people and learn from them because they can teach you. History repeats itself. So what I'm teaching you is what my grandfather taught me and his homies taught me and what I lived through. So, you know, just keep an open mind and understand the gangbanging, that shit came from the Black Panthers and the Black Keystones and all of that era. But the Bloods and Crips are a street gang. Do not blend or stop blending in the two cultures. A street gang is a street gang, and the Black Keystones are something else. So the 5-point stuff, that's kind of like toward their thing. You're not supposed to blend the two. That's like being a religious gangbanger because they live like their shit is religious, in which it is to them. That's their religion. Gangbanging is a gang code. It's two different things. It's not the same thing. So when OG Mac did what he did and he blended the two and y'all accepted it and ate that food, he systematically gave y'all food poisoning. And y'all kept the recipe and y'all are spreading it and the same recipe to other homies and that poison spread. I'm not disrespecting y'all, but I'm telling y'all, coming from a homie from the West Coast that's been through it, it's driving a wedge between the Bloods and the Pyrus because people are growing up believing a whole nother way that y'all know is wrong. If y'all know it's wrong, stop teaching that way because y'all are purposely or subconsciously spreading what he taught y'all, even though y'all know OG Mac is food, as y'all call him, or he foul. If y'all know that that's true, if you know that that's true, you can't bang or continue to keep banging by the way he taught you. That's not the right way. That's not how you get your respect that you want or you supposed to keep as a man, as a gangster. That's not how you do that. If you're a gangster, you have to understand that. That's how this shit go. Who can come and gangster you for your gangster? Nobody can. You're not supposed to let them, but that's exactly what happened. Mac got blown out as a fraud, and my fellow brethren, my other Bloods and Pyrus on the East Coast and the South and all that, y'all are still banging and still teaching the way that he taught y'all. That's not right. You think about it. And you know damn well you think about that. How does that go? Okay, check this out. Check this out. Prime example. Right. Two movies. Everybody listening, check this out. This is two movies. The Warriors and Colors. The Warriors came out on the East Coast. About East Coast gangs, and it had remnants of East Coastism in it because it had, you know, had the Parks, had this, had that, had, you know, certain things, had the Muslims in it. Sure, exactly. That's y'all street gangs. The West Coast Bloods and Crips from Colors, we had no 5-point star, we had no 6-point star, we had no secret handshake. We had no speaking in lingo like that. We had no 05, 1, 03, 0s. We had none of that. So where in the, and that was back in the 80s. So how in the fuck did that get incorporated into Blood and Crip gangbanging when the movie, both of those movies predate Blood and Crip activity in New York? Both of those movies. So y'all tell me how that, and that's by entertainment standards. Since y'all want to go by music and videos or who y'all go by, who y'all listen to, okay, look at the dates on those movies, The Warriors and Colors, and tell me when in Colors did you see any of the stuff that the Bloods have added. Y'all got to go by tradition, bro, because the shit that y'all going by, that's a fad. When OG Mac got cracked and went to jail, all his top generals and lieutenants and all of them, they grabbed for power themselves. That's exactly what they did. That's how shit got scattered. That's why it was dissension in the ranks. That's why it was so much confusion. Okay, here's one more and I'm going to finish because I got to get back to this session. Look. All right. Damn, I forgot it. Fuck. I forgot it that fast. My son started crying. Damn. Sorry, y'all. All right.
I know you're a busy man. Before you get out of here, tell the people where they could, what you got coming out next and where they could get it from and where they could find out anything about you.
You can get at me at Twitter, at OYG_RedRum781. That's Twitter. You can get at me at Facebook, Jay Burgundy. That's two different words. Or Red Rum, but the Red Rum one is full. So Jay Burgundy is wide open. You can get at me. My email address, 323-PAWROO@gmail. That's 323-PARU@gmail. I got verses going for $500. We can probably work something out, but that's what we starting at, $500. Let's go. I got a studio in my room. Let's go. I ain't scared of nobody. Let's go.
And that said, this K Nicole Beast Through Radio. We got OG Red Rum in the building. I thank you for coming, brother. I definitely appreciate it. And when you start dropping the music, send one over here to Beast Through Radio so we can bump it for you too, man.
I appreciate that. Thank y'all.
All right. Thanks for being on the air. And I definitely gonna play that song before I get off the air tonight. Have a good night. And thank you for coming to Beast Through Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you all the fans for listening and calling in. Sorry if I didn't get to talk to y'all. Well,
definitely. All right.
Peace.
Yes, it's your girl K Nicole, and that was OYG Red Rum 781. Make sure y'all get at him and all those places he put out there, man. It was a definitely good interview. I appreciate you for coming on. Still ready to kick Stu butt because he's still looking for that song. But this K Nicole, this Ladies Night, this Beast Through Radio, we're going to get into some more music. Matter of fact, I'm going to throw back OG Shot Callers one more time for y'all because we had definitely had a good interview. And here we go right now. Beast Through Radio.
Hey, I'm only speaking the truth. I'm going to tell you how we dance from the streets to the booth. You can check my pedigree if you need some proof. Who the real big dog? Yeah, go ask Stu. Hey. I'm only speaking the truth. I'ma tell you how it did from the streets to the booth. You can check my pedigree if you need some proof. Who the real big dog? Yeah, go ask Stu. Hell yeah, I'm about to speak up. Sat back in my throne, posted with my feet up. Yeah, blood, it's time for that meetup. They sold you that bullshit, it's time for this free up. Su Wu Gang, Big B's up when the folk pop off. Don't freeze up, what dues you done paid? Whose hood you done sprayed? Got a receipt for your stripes, no respect, damn right. Even if you can't fight, gotta fade that. School of hard knocks where the real niggas made at. Keep Paru love on playback. Ask the homies in the pen when the gates rack. Yeah, G-check, respect, shot call, ASAP protocol. Overall, all y'all face back. Go by the guidelines or stay on the sidelines. If I'm a 4-star G, how are you a 5-time?
Hey, I'm only speaking the truth. I'ma tell you how we dance from the streets to the booth. You can check my pedigree if you need some proof. Who the real big dog? Yeah, go ask Stu. Hey,
hey.
I'm only speaking the truth. I'ma tell you how it is from the street to the booth. You can check my pedigree if you need it to prove. Who the real big dog? Yeah, throw ass smooth.
Lil Wayne, holla at me. Birdman, Jim Jones, Jules Cam game, holla at me. My pedigree is thoroughbred. When we was flamed up, you wouldn't wear a speck of red. Mac 10, holler at me. Ray J, holler at me. Waka, Flocka, Gucci, holler at me. Don't toss dollars at me. Pay homage. When it comes to the Damu Rider, I got mileage. And that's what my ranking is. You know what my name is. Fans put him in a position that really ain't his. Trip, give a fuck, I spit the real. Did a background check and I lost the pill. False flag and should've lost the deal. T-check, motherfucker, even lost the deal. I got the blessings of the big homies to lead the charge. Either get your shit right or I'ma strip your stars.
Hey, I'm only speaking the truth. I'ma tell you how we dance from the street to the booth. You can check my pedigree if you need some proof. Who the real big dog? Yeah, go ask Snoop. Hey, I'm only speaking the truth. I'ma tell you how it is from the streets to the booth. You can check my pedigree if you need some proof. Who the real big dog? Yeah, go ask Snoop.
Now let me address this. Situation is reckless. Serious enough to leave a motherfucker breathless. Keyways don't speak on Suwoo Biz. To keep it real, I don't give a fuck who you is. Y'all moves gonna be talking about some fake ass trips. Yeah, they out of town too, and y'all is mad we thick. Better stick to the script. We gon' regulate our own. Why you think the little homies keep on gunning for your dome? Well known sales throne. Grown man be a I can press up on a lot of y'all. I put that on the PI. West Coast G code. Yeah, the book of Eli. Crips ran the industry for years, can't deny. Red team turn now, and now I'm not turned down. Got a squad with me when I'm coming in your town. Crown with a P on it, scepter with a B on it. Somebody holler at Corrupt and see if he want it.
Woo, yes, it's your girl K Nicole, and I'm back. I just had a nice little interview with OG Red Rum 781. Dude got a lot of positivity going on with him, and I like how he coming out. Wanna show the young youth where's really at, you know, what's really going on and how they being misled in this game. So I definitely appreciate that interview with him. And you know how we do it on Beast Dude Radio. When he definitely dropped, you know, his new stuff sitting here, we gonna play it here and y'all gonna hear it here. Now, shot callers, I'm feeling that. I might just play that one more time. I don't know. One more time before I go off. I don't know. This your girl, K Nicole. This Beast Dude Radio. This ladies' night, Friday night. Who's going out tonight? Who's chilling tonight? What's popping tonight? What's going on? Can you believe it? Today is, what, right now? Still at 18. It's the 18th of January. We already in February. We got days to February. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or what, but it seemed like time is flying. It seemed like before you know it, we already in the summertime. I'm telling you, as soon as it hit January, the last day of January, it felt like you're going to go to June. It's crazy out here. It's K Nicole Ladies Night, y'all. What's popping out there, everybody? You know, I just celebrated my birthday last week. You know, I'm a Capricorn. Shout out to all the Capricorns out there. Big shout out to all my Capricorns out there. You know, I had a real nice birthday. Went out to everything, you know. Your girl getting older, man. Can't hang like I used to. Boy, I was twisted that night. I can't hang like I used to. I mean, I'm feeling it. I'm realizing it. I remember when I could hang and go straight to work. Like, I could hang out all night and go straight to work and be at work productive. Let me try that right now. That's how you know you're getting older, right there. That's how you know you're OS. This K Nicole Ladies Night. We're going to get into some more music. Then we're going to get into some gossip, some news, some something. We're going to just chop it up for another hour. You stuck with me. One more hour, y'all. Let's get into something. Something new. Let's check out this.
I want you. I like to introduce myself. My name is Radio.
I wish I didn't have to face her. Didn't run away, I chased her.
fade away like I erase time. Ballin' hard up like a big guy. I be acting like a new has not. Dang it, how could have a million girls and still kiss her? I must be crazy. On the floor saying I love her, but in the bathroom there's another. Hoping I'll stay undercover, like I'm one of the girls. I'll be acting like I just met her. Thinking, how we used to keep my game and infect her. Well, I must be crazy. Now I can't forget her. Up all night drinking, and I don't feel better. Now I'm done. Deal with the fact that did you wrong forever. Deal with the fact that I'll be wrong forever. Deal with the fact that did you wrong forever. Deal with the fact that I couldn't love you better. Yeah, cause I was out here living reckless. Girls in order like a checklist. Kept a Cuban up for breakfast. But long enough that the hustle's infection. My appetite was so insatiable. Baby, I tried to stop but wasn't capable. What was I thinking? Tried to buy questions answers. Yeah. Down my studies, missing chances. Yeah. But the teens in the embers. Yeah. Kept on coming back like cancer. So she chose to use a common sense. Singing watch like a cartoon. Cause I must be crazy. So I can forget her. Hope I'm not drinking. I don't feel better. Now I'm done. Deal with the fact that did you wrong forever. Deal with the fact that I'll be wrong forever. Deal with the fact that did you wrong forever. Deal with the fact that I couldn't love you better.
Girl K Nicole Beastie Radio. It's Friday, ladies' night. Y'all know how I do it. It's K Nicole in the building. I'm feeling good tonight, man. Even though it's freezing like shit in New York right now. New York is freezing right now, people. It's probably like, I'm not even sure what the weather is right now, but it's cold. It's cold. You know what? We need some cold weather. The weather been fluctuating like crazy. Last week, one day last week, I tell you no lie, it was 64 degrees. 64 degrees in the middle of January. Scary. Very scary. In the gossip news, okay, maybe I'm late. I don't know, maybe. But, you know, the Carmelo and Lala stuff, you know, the breakup stuff, you know. Oh, it was so sad to hear about that. Like, I was just so, like, I like them. Like, some couples are just cute together, you know? You know, even Jay-Z, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce. I just love them together, even though, you know, Jay-Z was my man first, but, nah, but I love them together. Like, it would be heartbroken to see them break up. I like Carmelo and Lala together. Just because I said I like them together, they're going to stay together. They're going to be together. But, for the rumor has it that they having problems, they're not together or nothing, but Carmelo cleared that up a couple of days ago. He says, you know, him and his wife, they both work. You know. He said, we have our time. We have a downtime, he said. She works, I work. We make it work. He said communication is the key. Because y'all remember they said one of the basketball players said La-La. It said La-La milkshake bring all the boys to the yard because it tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. That's crazy. They said Kevin Garnett said La-La tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. That's some shit right there. Like, what husband wouldn't be mad? What? I would be so mad to hear a female say that about my husband, my man. What? So I could totally understand the upsetness, but I don't see you completely dumping your mate because something was said, you know. I mean, come on. That's just crazy. And more news, you know, Amber Rose is having a baby by Wiz Khalifa, right? And I think she stepped a little bit, maybe beside herself, and called him her husband. And they said Wiz Khalifa quickly cleared that up. So him and Amber Rose is not married. I mean, like, come on now. He had to go there like that. He had to get on TV or come out and just really say, no, we're not married. I think that's foul. Like, come on. Like, he tried to play her. Why do some of y'all get funny when it comes to the kids, you know? Funny. After a certain amount of time, we marry, right? That's how I feel. We're married. We together a certain amount of years, we're married. In my book. But who knows? Maybe she's not upset. Maybe she'll be upset about it. Who knows? We'll never know. We're going to get back into some more music, and then we're going to come back and talk about some more gossip and some more news. And maybe I should talk about my Obama. Because you know he's laying it down right now, right? Like, he got them on the wing right now, like, eating the crumbs out of his hand right now. That's my nigga right there. Can I say that about the president? Can I say that? That's my nigga. That's my nigga. We're going to get into something else. Some new Talib Kweli. Let's check it out right here on Beastie Radio. It's Kane and Cole, Ladies Night, Friday night. And we're going to play some Talib Kweli. Here we go. Beastie Radio.
YMCMB. Shit, live, vintage. Hey, Talib, what is my shit? Yeah. One time for the hustlers, everyday block huggers. By any means necessary, out to get that money, even if they own crutches. Trying to ride foreign coupes instead of city buses. Yeah, and two times for the queens that keep it tight and clean when they king in the bing. Hold a nigga down like a 1,000-pound ankle bracelet. When that love is real, a groupie can't replace it. Nah, Yankee fitted to the front so you can see where I'm from before I tell you what I want, and I want it all. I spit summer heat all through the winter, cause when I sprint to the top, I don't wanna fall. Harlem in this bitch, R.I.P. Big L. Brooklyn in this bitch, R.I.P. Big as well. En route to the studio, I bump life faster than walk in the booth and kill shit right after.
One time for the guns, one time for the butter, we spread it like parquet. One time for the hunters, one time for the prey that's running. One time for the prey that almost got away. Hey, three times for the rappers, two times for the singers, two times for the players, two times for the ringers, the stringers to be dodging the wires, to stir bubbles, it ain't public, but they got the thing. They say you fucking up the game, you swear it isn't you. Ain't no subliminals, but wear it if you fit the shoe. That's sort of cute how these rappers try to be natural. My attribute, give me all type of accolades when I pass the proof. I got drive, whipping is so priceless. Don't need your permission, a New York nigga with no license. Soon you must admit that you rock with me. Honesty better than fourth modest.
One time for my thug niggas, as smart as some nerds. One time for my hoodlums, that's invading the burbs. Two times for the motherfuckers that's hating on nerve. Tell them, bite on the curb. Two times for the years when they working my nerves. Put your money where your mouth is, nigga, to change your words. I've been hearing what occurred, and ain't nobody scared. Till we running through the city like rebels out in the burbs.
Pick a side, any side, it's like a war zone. The televised beat to let you know the war's on. I see the shots, numb niggas like the cortisones. They be acting hard, but your body lacks a cortisone. NJ, it's like I'm playing on the court alone. Cause they sound dumb like tripping over a Carter's phone. I should hang them up with that same cord. But acting like they don't know what a brain's for.
That right there, that's that new Talib Kweli. That was hot right there. I like the little vibe with it. This is Beastu Radio, K. Nicole, Ladies Night. I got to give a big shout out to OYG Red Rum 781. He came up here and chopped it up with me. You know, great conversation. Y'all can check that out on BeastuRadio.com tonight. It'll definitely be up there. Y'all can check that out. We got some more news. You know, some more gossip. You know, I got to talk about something. Somebody. They got 50 Cent and Bossa. You know, they said 50 Cent forced his baby mama, Shaniqua Tompkins, to quit Starter Wives, a reality TV show, for fear he'll get put on blast. That's what they say. You know what I'm saying? They say Lamar Odom has no problem with his ex being on a reality TV show and talking about their sex life. But RadarOnline.com has exclusively learned that rapper 50 Cent refuses to let his ex star on the show, the same show. Starter Wives is a new TLC reality show that will focus on six women who have dated, been married to, and have children with famous men, but the show was originally taped with seven women. Shaniqua Tompkins started out taping and was really a great, on the show. But after she started, 50 Cent got mad and made her stop. Sources said. They said he got upset. Nah, I'm just playing. He said, nah. They said a rapper, real name Curtis Jackson, decided after filming began that he didn't want her to reveal anything about his personal life or their child on the show. So he pulled the plug. Shaniqua had already filmed a lot of the show, but she didn't want to fight with Curtis, so she decided to bow out and bow out of the show before things got ugly. She is the rapper's ex-girlfriend and mother of his son, but the two were never married and have not been getting along in recent years. So y'all tell me what it is. Y'all think 50 Cent paid her? I think he paid her. Because you know she wanted to go on that reality show and tell it. So she probably like, listen, you want me to get off this reality show, 50? I need $1 million right now. Matter of fact, I need two. I think she got $2 million from 50. I got $2 million from 50. What, 50 right now, 50? $2 million in cash, $20 only. $20 bills only. Nothing bigger than a 20. I don't trust you, 50. K. Nicole, Ladies Night, Beastu Radio. This is Ladies Night, Friday night. I'm feeling real good right now in the studio. I had a nice interview, you know, real good tonight. I'm going to get into some more music, man. And then I might get into a caller. I see the line still blowing up a little bit. Maybe I'll talk to somebody. I don't know. Maybe I won't. Who knows? But I'm going to play a song right now, and we're going to just keep it going. I got something from Master P. I don't know if any of y'all heard this one yet. Check it out.
New niggas wearing dresses. Fuck it. I ain't scared to address it. Gangsta niggas on skateboards. I'm at the house breaking motherfucking headboards. Real niggas stand up. $3 niggas, y'all man up. Real niggas stand up. I ain't hating $3 niggas, man up. Candy paint on my foreign whip. Real lady got corn chips. Middle finger, we don't give a fuck. Tell the brick to a million bucks. Niggas just ride off. I'm the corporation, bitch, and the bylaws. You the motherfucking secretary. You got on lipstick, nigga, looking hella scary. Bitch, nigga, be gone, bitch. Staring at me, what's wrong, bitch? I'm in the Louis shoes and the shirt. Hope, nigga, you got a Louis purse. Bitch, nigga, you ain't right. Mad at me, cause my paper right.
Mad at me,
cause my paper right. And you know your bitch ass can't even fight.
Candy paint on my foreign whip.
One day, fucking with the same dick. No, no metro, 38 special. Left when she asked for some snacks on the petrol. That's a no-no, Louis no logo. Liquor store, fuck the pussy up and down pogo. With snacks, high depth, shoot slow-mo. In between the lead, turn my dreads in the cornrow. Find me fucking on the badass hoe. At L.A. beat with the D.C. flow. Louis V. sheets, so she keep it on the low. Got a nigga out the street, strip a bitch for my bro.
Candy paint on my foreign whip. Real lady got going.
but you know how your girl do it. I'm going to bring it right back. I got a call on the line. Call, are you there? Hello. All right, this is K. Nicole. You know how we do it. It's time to get a little shy on us. It's okay, though. I won't bite, boo. We got some more gossip going. Let's talk about it. It's not really gossip. This is some news. This is stupid people news right here. It's drugs are bad. This is what a British teen girl is saying now. The British teen, a girl who tries to throw herself out a window after taking a danger drug, 2CB. 2CB? What the hell is a 2CB? Is this something in Britain? This is what the British people do? 2CB. Now you know I gotta go look that up. I'm gonna go look that up. So she took 2CB yesterday, warned fellow teens. Yesterday she warned fellow teens to never take this drug, you know. Her name is Emma Burns, 19, who was stopped from jumping, was taken to the hospital to be sedated, but, you know, sank her teeth into the cop. So they wrapped her up, took her to the hospital, saved her life, and she bit the cop. Wow. Her boyfriend, Sean Kirby, 24, had grabbed her legs as police raced to her house in Kendu Cumbria. This is in, I guess, in Britain. He said she had the strength of 10. She had the strength of 10 people. That's what them high people do. You know, them high people got that crazy strength, that high strength. Emma admitted assaulting a cop at Kendall Magistrates Court and was told to pay PC Jane Carpenter $476 for compensation. That's it? Man, you get bit and all you got to pay is $476. I'll be mad. I mean, she's a little teenager, 19-year-old. She probably don't got no money, but still, she bit him. So she was in the Kendall Magistrates Court. That's some real Britain shit right there. The Magistrates. That sounds scary. That sounds real scary to be in the Magistrates Court. Like, totally. Anyway, she had to pay the guy $476 compensation. She was put on supervision, must attend a drug awareness course, and do 100 hours of unpaid work. I guess that's community service. Emma, who had been hallucinating that she was being tortured, vowed never again to take the banned drug. She said, "It nearly killed me. It has put me off drugs completely." Oh, man, Emily, so young and dumb. But her drug is deep, man, 2CB. You know I'm going to look that up. I never even heard of that drug right there, 2CB. What that is, 2 crack? Nah, I'm just 2 crack bottles? Nah, I'm just saying. It's K. Nicole, ladies' night, man. I'm bugging out in here. Got some news, gossip. We got everything popping. You know what I'm doing? We got another 15 minutes to go. And then your girl might hit the bar or something tonight because I'm feeling real good tonight, but it's freezing, man. It's just freezing out here in New York right now. New York is feeling a chill. This K. Nicole, let me get into some more music, man. Let me get into some of Stu stuff. You know what I'm saying? I gotta play Stu stuff. He got 2 new jump offs. He got a few jump offs for his East Side Story mix, you know, mixtape to the East Side Story movie that's popping off right now. You know, Beast Stu Radio doing gigantic things. I can't even say big things. I gotta say gigantic things. Let me get into one of Stu's songs, his new joint right now, UFO. This is going hot and blowing up right now on Twitter and everywhere else.
Yo, Mo, sometimes you gotta take them back to move them forward. Talk to
I done burnt down blocks, paid off cops. Broke bread with niggas, ate off the top. Money round the clock, shit don't stop. Everything glittery, wrists on rock. Sold it by the pounds, get it off the dock. Hoes all around, bitches by the fly. Niggas wanna do me like Big though. We can play, Mo got kid though. You see the neck, wrist, igloo. With them wits, I'm a nympho. I'm so souped up, lento. Yeah, baby mom, she a nympho. She bought it back like Ty Boogie. That's when I let it go like the 9 milli. Blocker, blocker. Bubble bath, rose flow, the dough dropper.
Shit show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Shit show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
Yeah. Throw chaser, never the hoe chaser. Hard to keep her, easy to replace her. Pretty face her, slim waist her. Take her downtown to eat, but don't chase her. Be a racer, who you want gone? Bosses of dojas, kings of pawns, this is Harlem. Sedan of the coupe, what? The shake of the chicken noodle soup. Trends of the street, speak to the beat. The lubies of the doobies, the diamonds of the rubies. The Uggs, the phones, the faults, the jewels. The kings, the 13s, the reds and the blues. Ha! We got it all in twos, where they cop a lot of drugs and drink a lot of booze. Nothing used, please borrow in it. It's too much grok to ever try to spin it. Come on.
Shit show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Shit show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
I go on and on and on and on. On and on and on and getting that paper till the morning. On and 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 we getting that paper till the morning.
Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
Staring at the hublo, see we in the six, same color nuvo. Shorty got the stick, Honda, Tudo. Talking like she white, how she could do more. I just wanna be mommy, uno. From Lip at the beach, with Papi, Chula. We ball harder, we stay rock. We ice skate like we play hockey. Everything great, attitude cocky. It's all laid out, Apollo rock. In and out of state, move like a trucker. Ask about him, he a wild motherfucker. New York snowman, he's so frosty. That's your bro, get it off ball. We at the ball. This is sauce, team full of killers. Don't ever cross me. Niggas wanna toss me off and soft. Cause I'm in the bins of 640 coffee.
Let's go. I set it off, I don't gotta let it off. If something on my chest, I'ma get it off. Hoes wearing clothes, go and get them off. Bring your girlfriends, we gon' hit them off. Black on black thing, German engineering.
Let me help you visualize the words you're hearing.
I'm a fly nigga, airborne. Puff, you can hear, but don't hear wrong. You can't steer wrong, put a right path. Adding your bitch is what I call a right math. Audi or the Lincoln, or a D-Class. Or the manual, I pull up in that 3 fast. All me cash, I can spin it quick. No, my, yeah, I can spin it quick. She can spin it quick, what's the benefit? It's the Tony Sands, and it's been a hit.
Start it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
it.
Start
put that street money with that rap money. And put that Gucci money with that hat the money. You shot me a Gucci money, everybody gunning. Little Mexico City, we print our own money. I found a lot of free band when Mexico ran. Witness me buy an M6 with no advance. Witness me hit a lot of licks with no man. You running out of money, stopping that sand. Scooter got his own money. You, nigga, you a crash dummy. All I want is more money. They take the rolls off the streets, I got them boats coming.
I can't wait on no nigga. You, nigga, you a fuck nigga. Stay counting up, nigga. Young Scoop Trinidad turned up, nigga. I can't wait on no nigga. Nah, you, nigga, you a fuck nigga. Stay counting up, nigga. Young Scoop Trinidad turned up, nigga. I'm a player, nigga. You a hater, nigga. Tell your sister, call me up, I want that pussy later. I'm a player, nigga. You a hater, nigga. Tell your sister, call me up, I want that pussy later.
Trinidad do what Trinidad do, cause Trinidad that man. Get your bitch with Trinidad, then you gon' be mad. She heard about Trinidad, and I heard she want that sack. I ain't sharing shit. Y'all bitches ain't shit. You can fuck me, I'ma call school, and you gon' have to fuck them. This one for them real niggas from Cleveland now to Glen. I would miss y'all, but y'all niggas are my friends. I would miss y'all, but y'all niggas are my friends.
Bitch, I can't wait on no nigga. You, nigga, you a fuck nigga. Stay counting up, nigga. Young Scoop Trinidad turned up, nigga. I can't wait on no nigga.
Nah,
you, nigga, you a fuck nigga. Stay counting up, nigga. Young Scoop Trinidad turned up, nigga.
You know what happened when good music and MMG get together, right? We get that money.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling.
Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions.
Shepherds in the closet, shepherds in the closet, shepherds in the closet,
shepherds in the closet. This that shit that y'all wanted, this shit cook up hard, don't it? Y'all gotta beg my pardon on it, but this shit sound like God, don't it? Yeah, I'm tired, nigga, and y'all got to pay y'all tithes, nigga. Call my phantom the Holy Ghost. Church on chrome with ties, nigga. Pop tags when I'm paranoid, cause a pawn shop was my paradise. I was dead pop when the powder came for that, not saved in that shoebox. Blue top, bad bitch in that blue fox. This big face in Blu-ray and these black diamonds like boondocks. I restore the feeling of when niggas made a killing. Hiding choppers in the closet, half a million in the ceiling. And them hoes with angel faces crying loud with ill intentions. Just so I can buy them Christians, have them shit on all they bitches.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling.
Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling.
Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
I'm haunted by horror stories. Wanna be homeowners. Horrible outcome. A dope boy got one motive. Cries when he convicted. Pride on every visit. I'm crying saying his name. Ride for all my niggas. Used to fiddle my finger till I found me a fortune. Finger fuck a Ferrari. Time for friends early morning. Get drugs with Donatella. Versace my acapella. Never see me in Neiman. Niggas committing treason. Soft local preferred. Frost organic herbs. Stay away from the fools. If I only could tell you more. I got this, I got that. I got that, I got this. Got a kilo for 20. My choppers say I'm the shit.
Millions, millions in the
Beast Radio.